I need a mirror to see my shortcoming the same way I need an MD, a doctor, to diagnose my problem and help me with my health. This is what the mirror is all about. That's why you're confused. Because when I told you become a mirror, you said, what a difficult stuff they're asking me. They're not asking you, everybody here is a mirror. We said the first thing you should understand about peer is that peer is a mirror. Because peer doesn't want anything and doesn't show himself or herself. Peer is there to show you to you. That's one of the reasons a lot of people, they cannot really enjoy that, because they want to be appreciated. They don't want to know the shortcomings. We need the peer to see ourselves. Because I want to create beauty in me. Imagine that I want to create beauty in my house. What's the first thing I should do? Get rid of the ugly stuff. If not, the ugly stuff are there, bring a beautiful one beside it. It doesn't work. Getting rid of some part of this is the trick. So, becoming a mirror, looking in a mirror, understanding the shortcoming, the bad stuff, punish it, get rid of it, you become a mirror. Means, when you become a mirror, isn't that understandable that there is no difference between you and the peer? Because if you're a mirror, you're that. That's what we're talking about. So he said, pay attention to this mirror stuff and remember that you have to do it. But let me tell you, when you start to become selfless, to be kind, to polish yourself, something will happen. What will happen? Your guess. Let's say you start from today to polish yourself. Honestly, you find the mirror, you see your shortcoming, and you try to polish yourself. What will happen to you?
Become discouraged. Because all I see are my shortcomings.
No. If that was it, it wasn't that bad. The problem is with a little bit glare in here and there, suddenly you think that you are the mirror. Was the story of the guy who was writing down the Wahya, and suddenly thought, I know it, me too, I am there. Because with a little bit, just a little bit of kindness, suddenly you think you are kind. Because this is so irregular for that logical brain that you notice this. I did this. I was kind over there. Let me tell you about that kindness. A very difficult experience that is stopping me up making some trips to some cities. Somebody gave me a ride from somewhere to somewhere. And all the way in the highway, he was driving in the left line. And he was appreciating all this stuff. After a couple of hours, I said, why don't you drive from the right lane? He said, that's for heavy traffic. I said, but you're forcing everyone to take over from your right side. He said, I give them the way. I said, you didn't give way to anyone. They got it by force. They are forced to come to the right-hand side from this line past you. All these excuses, this is convenience, and he believed that he's kind to the others because I let them pass. Imagine letting them pass from this side. No, you're laughing. It was not a laughing matter. But that's what it is. If you are little bit selfless somewhere, suddenly you believe that you are the martyr. So he said, don't do that, because the judge of you being shining or not is not you. We don't see you. We see you. So don't be the judge of yourself as usual. Because your understanding is logical. Philosophy, and philosophy is an ever-changing process. Then he brought an example. You know that it's not enough, you don't get it. He said, let me give you an example. Once upon a time, there were this group of Balaam and Baruch. He made a paragraph. He talked about some people. He didn't tell the story really. He just touched some basis. To arrive to a moment and say, listen, I'm saying that you are fantastic. You are beautiful, but to a level. Because that's the physical beauty you are thinking about. There are some beautiful people that you should behave better. In a way, the beauty which had no level at all, it brought it that when it's come to you, remember that you always overestimate yourself. So whatever you are not the best. And we are talking about a confrontation between you and the best of the best. So don't look at the people behind you and say they are worse than me. We don't care. We compare you with the best. That's the way to become good. Why should we start with... Because you look at when it comes to the shortcoming, those are all excuses for you. We don't expect any excuse and argument in here. We're talking about the beauty. So, whatever you have, don't count on that one only. There is something else. That something else is the story of Harut and Marut. Harut and Marut are a very famous people, because now they are living very uncomfortably in a well, and they are afraid of American soldiers, Ba'athi people, whoever, because they are in Baghdad. There is this well in Baghdad and they are hiding. You know why they are hiding? Shame. Yes, shame. Not looking in his eyes. Why? Because this stupid, silly one, they were there and they started to look down to the other people and say, oh God, these silly creatures, they don't know how to do it. Let us show it. This is like, I remember, it was a very funny scene. A six-year-old boy. She's in a very lovely essay about this stuff and very passionately was talking about chastity and remaining pure and blah, 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 blah. And everybody was enjoying it because this wrote a very fantastic essay. Suddenly, the old guy who was sitting at the top of the room listening like this said, come back when you are a man, then tell me about it. He said, then you grow up, have sexual attraction, then talk about chastity. When you're 6 years old, yeah, it's easy to talk about it. He said, do not talk about this stuff. You don't know what's in you. Because now I was saying, come out, polish yourself, become a kind person, you're beautiful. What did you think? I said, yeah, okay, I'll do it. I'll come out, I think about other people, and I'll be beautiful. You cannot! Now you can. Why? Because it's in theory. It's about you and coming out of you. Nothing else is happening yet. Let the other people be here. Then suddenly you say, yes, I want to be kind, but not with this son of a bitch. Look at him. The others should be worthy of your gracious kindness. This is what it is. We know it. This is Harut and Marut. He said, while sitting there, like those angels, being in the presence of God, it's easy to talk about it. He said, listen, this moment that you're talking big mouths, you don't have the stomach, and you don't need the sex. If you want to go down, I will give it to you. So, doesn't matter. What do you mean doesn't matter? The thing that you don't understand, you will say, doesn't matter? This is your attitude. You will say, be selfless, and you will say, doesn't matter. It matters. It matters to the self 100%, and yourself 100%. But the beginning is that. So you should understand this is a real challenge. You should get it that the problem is in you. Before confronting this challenge, talk is cheap. And you, inside you, you think, I look at you and see you're talking, you're not thinking. Because that is not thinking. This is thinking. Walking the path to us is the meaning. But, yes, at the beginning you could talk a lot. Then what? This is a path that you should walk and enjoy. If you are that, after a while, you will be disappointed and you leave. So leave from the beginning, don't waste your energy. Here is different. This is another universe with different role. So do not overestimate yourself. The story of Harut and Marut went on. And remember that you're not listening because you say, I find nothing in common between me and those two angels. First of all, those two angels were with God or not. Secondly, those two angels were arrogant and very humble. Thirdly, you should go on. Wait a minute. Do you remember how I started my book? How did he start his speech? He said, listen. Yeah, listen. Oh, I told you you cannot. Now, listen. How could you? You're not used to. The only person you're listening to is you, the lady. You cannot even listen. Then how do you deal with everything? Guess. You guess. He said, look at you. You are guessing. You are going somewhere and you say, okay, maybe I go. Maybe it's like that. Maybe it's like that. I said, you are a deaf person who goes to visit a sick neighbor. And with guessing, he will plan something. But it doesn't happen like that. He thinks that I'll go in and say, okay, who is the doctor? And he will say a doctor. And it's polite to say, okay, he's a good fellow. We'll go in and say, how are you? Very bad. We say, Alhamdulillah. Who's your doctor? We say, the undertaker. We say, how good, it's very good for you. This is your attitude. You're not listening. You're not listening because you're guessing. Because you think this universe is here for you. It's revolving around you. It's not like that. You have to learn to listen. The message is not in you. The message is outside. The work is left to you. We repeat the message, but we have No other choice